Charlie Toys.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I'm an addict. And I'm grateful to be here. I'm really excited to be here. And I'm really nervous to be right here. And this is my first time ever doing something like this. So, I don't know. I just pray to the God of my understanding to lead me and to guide me through telling the truth about myself. So, the topic is one is too many. So, the way my story goes is that that's just what it was. One was too many. I started using when I was 24 years old. Before then, I used to do everything. Everybody looked up to me as the person that, you know, make wise decisions. And I broke up with my children's father because I didn't want to be in something, you know, I didn't want to be in that relationship because of some of the things that, you know, he was doing. So I knew to leave from that, but I didn't know what to do with my feelings after I had done that. So I went and got a haircut, I got a new red leather jacket, you know, my next door neighbor, she used to go out all the time, and, you know, they used to smoke weed and stuff, and I never done any of that stuff. So we started to go out every Wednesday, and one Wednesday came after I got off from work, and I was like, well, I want to know what it feel like if I just do something bad for a change, you know. And she knocked on the door. She knocked on the door and she said, hey, Melissa, I got something for you. I was like, what? So, you know, she had something for me. I denied it the first time. The second time, another Wednesday came around and she offered me something else. And when she offered it to me, I was high for 3 days and my ears was ringing and everything was like an echo. So I didn't do that anymore. A Saturday came, she offered me something else, and I tried it, and I was off to the races after that, you know. I got the experience of what it was actually like to do something bad. And what I got was a lot of loneliness, isolation. I had 4 children. They went to their fathers, you know. I ended up all alone at the end, you know. And I used for 5 years. I have 6 years clean today. You know, I got my children back. I got my family back, you know. One thing that's very important is that I'm getting to know who I am, you know, and that's an amazing thing. So the end of my story, which is my bottom, is that it was February the 9th. I was feeling like I didn't want to use anymore. I didn't want to live the way I was living. And I had made a plan to go to the grocery store and to come back. I got a phone call, and it was some of the people that I used with, and they were like, well, I'll come and pick you up and then we'll go to the grocery store. So I said, no, I'll walk. So I didn't walk, you know. We used that day, and a lot of things happened that day. And the next day I happened to just walk past the mirror, and it wasn't me not liking the person who I seen on the outside. It was me not liking the person who I saw on the inside. I just did not like what I had seen in the mirror. And I asked God, I just cried. I said, God, you just keep waking me up, you know. What is it that, you know, you want me to do? you know, because I felt like I was living, I felt lost, I felt incomplete, I felt like, you know, I felt so hurt, you know, because I had children, and now my children are gone. So, you know, it was like a big empty black hole, and I could not fill it no matter how much I used, how long I used, what I done, you know, the hole just couldn't be filled. So, so I just said, God, please help me. You know, I had some numbers in my phone because I had been introduced to the program before, and I thought if I was clean for a year, you know, that I'll get my children back, but I never did. And so, of course, I used again. I really didn't want to stop using at that time, but it just, and that was in 08, so it took 2010 for me to surrender and know what it is like to use when I don't want to use, you know. And you know, so I just thank God for that experience. So after finding that out, you know, I knew that something had to be done. So then, so I had those numbers in my pocket. I used the number, and I called two people. One person wasn't able to help me, but they were able to help me along the way. You know, after this one person helped me, it was snow outside. This person dug the snow out, dug their car from out of the snow to come and get me. And then once that happened, the next, it was on a Friday, I believe. I'm sorry, it was on a Sunday. And the next day came, and then the other person came to help me. And I just didn't find it necessary to go back, you know. There was a lot of hurt, a lot of pain there. So I went somewhere, and I heard someone say, even if it's not your drug of choice, just identify in with your drug of choice, you know. Because a lot of people that I was listening to did a lot of things that I hadn't done, you know. And so it was hard for me to identify in, you know. I thought an addict was somebody leaning, bent over on the corner, you know, smelling like a, you know, smelling really pissy and just looking drunk, you know. And that's what I thought, you know, addict was. Until they showed me this pamphlet, and the pamphlet was saying, if you answer yes to any of these questions, then you may. So, yeah, so, you know, I said, well, dang, I must be an addict, you know. So, and that wasn't a rewarding feeling for me. No. You know, I thought because I had a job, I had my place, I had this, I had that, that I had me. And that was a false illusion that I had. So when I found out that I was an addict, then I had to deal with those feelings of accepting the fact that I'm an addict, you know. And so I continue to just keep coming back, you know. And I do step, and I, you know, continue to do the step work. And when I got to one of the steps, which was step four, it helped me to see all of my cycle. It just helped me to see how I repeated things over again, you know. And one is too many, a thousand is never enough, you know. And that goes with all areas, with all areas of my life, you know. Repeating things like getting in relationships with people who have different names, but they had they had the same bullcrap going on with them, you know. And you know, and I had the same bullcrap going on with me too, you know. So, you know, and so I just try not to make those same cycles to continue to exist, you know. So what I do is when I'm aware of them, then I call my sponsor, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll work on it doing my step work, you know. That helps me to continue to grow, you know. And it's still a lot of work to be done, of course. So when I got my children back into my life, you know, I kept coming to meetings and listening to all these women share about, you know, when they got their children back, how, you know, it was a lot of work, you know, and it don't mean get them back and then everything gonna be just like they were, you know. My children were teenagers when they came back, you know, so that means that I'm not dealing with a 9-year-old, I'm not dealing with a 12-year-old, but in my mind, that's how I treated them, like they were still that age, because I hadn't grasped the fact that they are teenagers, you know, and so I had to work through that process, you know, and it was a rewarding process, you know, just gaining trust and gaining a relationship, you know, but then there's some other feelings when the child's not on the same page as I am, you know, because there's some other things that come along with that, you know, neglect, you know, a lot of emotional feelings that the children have. So it's not a one person thing, it's a village that helps me to get through the process, you know, and I'm just grateful to even just be alive to experience all this stuff, you know, because I did a lot to hurt myself, you know, I did a lot to put my own life in danger, you know, and I just, you know, I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to thank the God of my understanding for, you know, just keeping me alive, you know. I'm really learning the importance and the value of living, you know, and living clean, you know, and not repeating those same things, you know, because it's a lot after I just stopped using, you know. There's some growing up to do, you know, and there's some responsibility and accountability that requires my participation in it, you know. Like when I was asked to speak here, I was like, who? You know, I don't do that. You know, I don't do that. You know, so something in the back of my mind said, well, what do you do? You know? So, yeah. So, you know, I go to meetings, I talk to a sponsor, I help myself, I help other people. You know, I'm doing stuff in the program, so, you know, why not do something else? You know, why not expand it a little bit, you know? So it's a great opportunity, you know, to have, you know, and to really be actually living the program and living my commitment to myself, you know, to giving myself a chance, you know, to enjoy this journey, you know. I don't know how long I'm supposed to be talking, but I think I done ran out of stuff to say, you know. It's an honest program, you know. It's hot in here. I'm feeling really good. You know, this is, I love coming here. I love coming to Ocean City for the conventions. It is so awesome to see so many people, you know. When I get out of the comfort zone of just being in my D.C. area, you know, and coming to a convention and seeing all these other people, it's just amazing, you know. And I wouldn't change anything in the world. I'm grateful to be an addict. I'm grateful to go through whatever the heck I had to go through to get here today. You know, it's no regrets. If I had not asked that question, what would happen if I do something bad? I wouldn't be here. You know? I won't ask it again, though, but you know. And so, no, I don't know. And that's it. I don't have nothing.